In anime, is Samadhi, is the mind one pointed or just sharp? Is it a sort of, it, does it fall into the world of jhana?
Well, I mean, oh, yeah, I mean, samadhi is in the realm of jhana, but then then you start looking at, oh, what are you calling one-pointedness? Because it's the there's some, yeah, I mean, there's some great distinctions of even in the suttas of how the Buddha describes samadhi. And I'm spacing right now, but or samadhi is the unification of mind with relinquishment as its object. That's one of the most beautiful descriptions from the suttas to me.
Also, the expression Lumpho Samedha uses the point which includes rather than the point which excludes. And so the very signlessness of that animitta, that the within that there's a non, well, it's in what the word implies is that the attention isn't going to a particular feature. So it's without features, without signs. There isn't any feature, and so that it's there's a quality of great openness, vastness that's imputed, implied in that. So signlessness is, I think, would be also equated with spaciousness and formlessness.
Yeah.
The mind's not the whole idea of a point or a sort of a single object doesn't really pertain in that. Just in the description of those kind of qualities, the states of mind.